What a gift our hands are. We use them in so many ways. With our hands, we hold a child or a loved one. We pick fruit or play the piano. We write or work with our computers. We make cabinets or plant our gardens. And with our hands, we grow food and feed ourselves and others. In the church, a priest lifts the Blessed Sacrament or anoints a sick person with oil. A handshake signifies welcome and agreement. In times of war, hands lift stones from crushed bodies so doctors and nurses can use their hands to comfort and heal. So often we take for granted this gift of our hands. A woman with a hemorrhage had just a small amount of faith. She reached out and touched Jesus' cloak with her hand. His healing power was released to heal her. Her little faith had opened her to receive Christ's healing compassion. The synagogue official Jairus feared his daughter would die. With faith, he touched Jesus and asked him to come and heal her. He had faith in Jesus that he would bring his dead daughter to life. Jesus, love and compassion incarnate, went immediately and healed her. Jesus, with his hands, brought her to new life and lifted her up. In many ways, Christ uses our hands to bring his compassion and courage, even to those with little faith. One of the Ten Commandments is, "Thou shalt not kill." We must not be the cause of death for others, but encourage and protect life. We have been given the gift of our hands to facilitate, restore, heal, and nurture life. However, we know all too well that we will die physically. Although Jesus raised Jairus' daughter to life, later in life she died again. Within our human, facilitated environmental devastation, many creatures and people will suffer death. Some creatures will become extinct. We will all experience diminishment of life because we have not respected or protected life, the natural world, and the marginalized. However, we can use our hands to protect and mend a broken world. As we use our hands to bring Christ's compassion and healing, we trust God will transform our lives into a new creation of life in the resurrection. The Old Testament reading reminds us, God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living, for he fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome. The Book of Wisdom states, God formed humanity to be imperishable. In the image of his own nature, he made them. The God of life created us for life and not for death. We can look away from the suffering and destruction around us, thinking there is nothing we can do. Do we want to see the suffering around us? Or do we want to close our eyes from it? Can we use our hands to facilitate and heal a wounded and broken world? When we allow the destruction of humanity and other creatures of nature, we dishonor God. By helping others have more life, as did Jesus, the whole of creation grows toward an ever more beautiful experience of life. Then there will be great rejoicing. Our hearts will pray with the responsorial psalm, "You changed my mourning into dancing, O Lord, my God. Forever I will give you thanks." Our little faith can open us to receive God's healing love. Our hands can be the instrument that brings Christ's saving love to others. Pope Francis, at the end of his encyclical Laudato Si, prays, God of love, show us our place in this world as channels of your love for all creatures of the earth, for not one of them is forgotten in your sight. O Lord, seize us with your power and might. Help us to protect all life, to prepare for a better future, for the coming of your kingdom, of justice, peace, love, and beauty. Praise be to you. Amen.